Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Majeski moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Majeski moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Zerniel scores. Goldsberry moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Suter reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Fowler moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner strikes out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Lehner moves to third. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 2 in the game. Fane hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams, who is chasing the ball. Fane reaches third base with a triple. Leaner scores. Vallo scores. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fane scores. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guerra scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Weiss now pitching. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to second. Bob Hooper now pitching. Nellie Fox pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Massey moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Suter. Massey scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Bruner now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Zernial moves to third. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruner fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bruner. Fain moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fain scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Luis Aloma now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Suter. Baker moves to third. Adams moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. Adams scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. One out. It's 9-7, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner, who is chasing the ball. Zernial reaches third base with a triple. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial scores. It's 10-7, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Goldsberry moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.